But first, in Ukraine, Russian forces struck targets across the country with missiles, while Moscow's main focus remained on the Donbass region of eastern Ukraine. Ukrainian troops there are defending a wide battlefront a day after the American secretaries of state and defense met with Ukraine's president in Kyiv. The U.S. said it would speed weaponry to Ukraine. Special correspondent Willem Marx reports.
Across Ukraine, its people are digging deep. This, however, not a grave, but a defensive trench. Zaporizhia is the last major city in the country's southeast that remains under full Ukrainian control. That means these machines and these men must prepare for a potential Russian advance.
It's necessary to make fortifications because the enemy is insidious. We do not know what the enemy will do next, so we must prepare the city for defense.
Further west, excavation of a different kind, with workers in Odessa clearing rubble after a weekend of rockets. Ukraine's interior minister said Russian forces fired at least six cruise missiles here Saturday. One struck a residential address. A day later, America's top diplomat and defense secretary met Ukraine's president Volodymyr Zelensky in the capital, Kyiv. The strongest show of in-person support since this conflict kicked off, promising more military aid. Afterwards, at a warehouse inside Poland, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the conflict continues to confound the Kremlin.
In terms of Russia's war aims, Russia has already failed, and Ukraine has already succeeded.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin suggested a newly aggressive stance.
We want to see Russia weakened to the degree that it can't do the kinds of things that it has done in invading Ukraine.
The latest U.S. support will include $322 million of military financing for Ukraine, a further $165 million in ammunition, and $391 million for more than a dozen other allies. U.S. diplomats will soon return to the country to be led by a new ambassador, Bridget Brink, the first appointed to Ukraine since 2019. In the eastern Donbass region, British intelligence says Russia's made minor gains since shifting its focus there. While in Mariupol, Moscow's forces still fail to seize control of the Azovstal steel plant with its 2,000 Ukrainian defenders. From the civilians trapped there, another desperate plea.
On behalf of all the residents of Mariupol, I appeal to the world. Please help us. We want to live. We are tired of these bombardments, these constant airstrikes on our land. How long will this last?
The besieged plant, now a prison, and without swift intervention, potentially a tomb. One woman showed where they sleep, children without fresh diapers, walls covered in mold. Once more today, Russians reassured a route out from the facility would be safe. Once again, Ukrainians refused to trust Moscow's guarantees. Above ground, Putin's forces focused on safe passage for their own troops. Elsewhere, no respite from Russian strikes. Overnight, missiles hit nearly 60 targets supporting Ukraine's war effort, including five railway sites. In the west, in Lviv, this train station torched. Meanwhile, in Russia, a much larger fire burned for hours at an oil depot in Bryansk, near the border with Ukraine. No word yet what caused the conflagration, but last week, Russian officials said Kyiv's forces attacked the same region.
Here in the city of Dnipro, some 6 hours southeast of the capital in the country's industrial heartland, homes and shelters are fast filling up with refugees who fled here from the fighting further east. And Judy, we've seen firsthand how the healthcare system, hospitals included, is under heavy strain from the high number of incoming casualties, both civilians and soldiers alike.
That was Willem Marx in Dnipro, and thank you, Willem. And a note, the NewsHour's coverage of the war in Ukraine is supported in partnership with the Pulitzer Center.